Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're keeping as well as is possible at the moment. It's Paula here with some updates. I had planned to read an out-of-copyright ghost story for Halloween, then pause audiovisual cultures for a while, for at least November and December. But a whole load of life hit me in September, October, and it's been quite a tough, challenging few weeks. I'm thinking at the minute of maybe aiming for a relaunch in March, but we'll see how it goes. This is not the end of audiovisual cultures, we're just taking a bit of a pause. We'll see how things go, but for now, I won't be charging patrons until we start back up again. But if anybody does want to support the running costs of the website, because the website will obviously still be there as a resource, and that's where you can access our full back catalogue via the transcripts tab, and you can also go to the Where to Listen page to find us on your favourite player. Then head over to audiovisualcultures.com and find a suitable tip jar button to do so. We take cards or PayPal payments, and that'd be really amazing. I'm really grateful for the support people have given to the podcast and to me personally over the last few years. Whether you're new to the show or you dip in and out or you used to listen and you don't anymore, I'm grateful you stopped by at any time. Over the past few weeks, I have felt very thankful for having such wonderful friends. I've been overwhelmed by kind messages and dog pictures and offers of lifts and things like that. Firstly, while I was ill with COVID, had quite a nasty bout of that, late September, early October. And then my mum was in hospital and I needed to get to Belfast to help out and do some stuff for that. And for the next lot of weeks, months, I don't know how long, I'm going to be doing a lot of back and forth between Belfast and Newcastle, because my mum's recovery is likely to be quite a long one and we don't know how long that's going to be. We don't really have an idea of how many weeks, how many months that could be. And it's also unclear at the moment what the end point of that might be and how much care she'll still need, how independent she might be able to be and that sort of stuff. So it's very uncertain. But for now, she's in very good hands and I couldn't be more in awe of healthcare workers of all kinds. You're just amazing people. You're very special. And I think the rest of us, I feel strongly at least, have a duty to fight for your rights and your fair pay and your working conditions. The staff are amazing with my mum and they're very thin on the ground. They're working so hard for everybody who's in their care. They're amazing and they don't get paid enough and their shifts are far too long. So I've said my piece on that. I'm also grateful for the time this has given me with my sister. For years, I've really wanted us to have a closer relationship. And I was a bit envious of friends of mine who have good relationships with their siblings. I wish this had happened through better circumstances, but my sister and I have been getting on really very well. We've become a great team and we're really enjoying getting to know each other better as adults. We were close as kids, largely because, again, circumstances threw us together and we had to look out for each other, you know, and we've kept being close, but me living away has meant that we don't communicate very much. And I really want a good relationship with my sister. And so having this time together has been really important for us, I think. I think that's all I have the capacity for at the moment. I have very little time and this is going to need a bit of an edit. I was hoping I'd say all of this smoothly enough that I wouldn't really need to edit anything, but I make mistakes and my throat hasn't fully recovered from COVID, even though it's been a few weeks now. So I'd ask you to mind yourselves and to be excellent to each other. Please enjoy your time with your favourite people and make sure one of those favourite people is yourself. The podcast feed is going to be quiet. I'm not going to do reposts or anything like that, but I can't help myself and I'm sure I'll be on socials and I'll try and repost to socials some of our older content when I get a minute. I'll plan a load of posts on the socials just to remind you of older stuff we've done, as well as trying to keep engaging with our lovely internet friends. Please do say hello and please go back through the whole back catalogue if you haven't heard our older episodes. There's some really great interviews with brilliant people. Loads of interesting ideas have emerged in this podcast over the last 4.5 years. You know, there's also loads of totally nerd-tastic content, which everybody should love. We're on all good podcast players, so wherever you find this, if you stumbled across this and this is your introduction to the show, it's me saying we're not making it for a while. We've got loads of stuff. We've got 126 full episodes, and actually that's not even accurate because there are episodes that are unnumbered and there are episodes that were split in two and they've got the same number, parts A and B. So there's absolutely heaps of stuff if you go back. We're on YouTube as well. Plus you can find absolutely everything, as I said before, at audiovisualcultures.com, and the website ain't going anywhere. Lots of love, thank you, and take care. Thank you for tuning in to this Cozy Pea Pod production. If you got something out of this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could give us a good rating wherever you're accessing it and share it with someone you know will find it really interesting. If early releases and bonus content sound appealing, visit patreon.com/AVcultures and join one of our support tiers. If you want to help the show but can't manage a membership, we'd love you to join the conversation with AV Cultures Pod on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. The music is Common Ground by Airtone, used under a 3.0 Creative Commons non-commercial license, and is available at ccmixer.org. I've been Paula Blair, and you've been a fantastic audience. Mind yourselves, until next time.